my God. Who's that girl with that guy? She's so gay. Is he gay too? Is this a gay podcast?
Or are they
straight? Or am I just crazy?
Or I'm being crazy. There's one of our clips is going viral on TikTok right now about how we're, shout out TikTok, about shout out Gen Z, about how we're trying to save a marriage, and someone commented on it, straight people are crazy. And I was like, if you watch this clip and you think this is a straight podcast, your sick, twisted, demented should be hospitalized.
I can't tell you how many times I see a random comment that goes like that we're together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, there's no way I would ever.
No, seriously. But and also, same to me, by the way.
What, as if this bitch would
be all over him. It makes you realize, oh, I understand how people can be flat earthers with the amount of delusion.
Because there's so much media to tell you that I'm gay that it must be a front. It must be like pulling the sheep's over the wool's clothing or something.
Yeah, totally. Wait. That. I think instead of serving.
Can I check that, please?
Fact check that? No. And Lizzie on the keys.
And Lizzie on the keys over here.
I think instead of doing our classic opening segment, which is what are you serving, I think we should do our prehistoric segment called saying blowjob in different accents.
All right. I do know two accents, but let's go for
so
it.
So do I. And I think Lizzie, if you don't mind, should scream out accents and we should.
Okay. Let me grab a list of accents.
And I just want to preface this with me and Gabby are trained in accents, cannot do them.
Both of us have been actually fully trained in accents and we cannot do them. And Lizzie, don't forget to not do the racist ones,
please. And don't forget to not do the racist ones. Throw those ones in there too.
That's why I'm sort of pulling all of them.
Hey, Lizzie on the keys, please don't shout out any racist ones.
Oh, I was saying, please do the racist ones. We're trying to get some views.
I'm not going to be doing the racist ones. And by the way, this is the podcast.
Oh my God.
You want to just quickly say that.
This is the podcast. Sorry. I can't even do it.
That is vampire. Vampire. Don't forget the vampire is an accent too, so keep that in mind when you're shouting things out.
This is the podcast, a podcast about being yourself, letting loose, being chill, okay? Because who you are when you walk into the door is who we want, okay?
This podcast is a bubble machine. Do you understand? Where you thought it could only be jar of bubbles and wand.
Honey,
and then
I shrunk the kids.
Invents a bubble machine.
There's a bubble machine in one of the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Maybe not the actual movie, but a lot of other IPs sort of took that trope of shrinking down really tiny. And there was one show where there was a bubble machine and someone acts as a little, they got shrunk, they got into the bubble machine and they were like, whoa.
In the bubble. I know exactly. I see what you're saying.
And they were in the bubble. I haven't stopped thinking about that.
I want
an ambient bubble machine in my room that just makes a bubble every minute or so.
Yeah, but it's like essential oils. Yeah. That's a genius idea.
Lizzie. Yeah. I think we just made an LLC.
In that place.
Okay. In this LLC.
Yes.
What can we not do?
LLC. Literally Russian nesting dolls of LLCs.
What can we not do?
I want a bubble gun. I want a bubble gun.
Okay.
Add that to the budget, please.
That is literally, that has to be accounted for.
I'll put that in the
for.
Bubble sheet. Or the bubble sheet. Every time we blow a bubble, we put it in the Google Doc.
Blue one.
Blue
4:28 p.m.
Zach, you're blowing too many bubbles. I checked the sheet.
Okay? I checked the sheet. You're like, you're going fucking crazy. We don't have that much money for bubbles. Okay, we're ready.
Are we ready?
This is our segment called Saying Blowjob in
different accents.
I'm
Why
ready.
Don't you take it away, Lizzie? What accent are we starting with first?
We're going to start with what we all know best, which is Southern.
Blowjob.
Blowjob.
Do you want us to do it in a sentence?
Yeah, why not?
Beth Ann. Betsy Ann. You gave me the best blowjob I've ever had. Was that racist somehow?
Hey, to be clear, they're all about to be. Hey, if you don't mind coming into my house with my kids and my husband and you don't give me a blowjob, I think you're upside down twisted.
You got your whiskers in a
twist. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that was good.
You got your, sorry, I have to get into the, what's my touchstone seconds?
Blowjob.
you got your whiskers in a mask on a hot autumn day if you think that I'm gonna give you blowjob.
Oh my God. he came into town bucking on a wild stallion, you understand, and I'm in the saloon minding my goddamn business. I'm in there with my girls. It's fine. I'm ordering a whiskey, okay? And he comes in and I say, Jesus, Michael Jones.
Michael Jones, I'm
Jesus,
in here.
Michael Smith. I look at him and I say, I would love to give him a blowjob.
Time. Great job.
We're terrible.
That was Southern. Next up, Scottish.
Me hargy garty. Haggis. Sorry, I'm trying to get into the,
start with saying just blowjob.
No, I have to get my touchstone. That's my touchstone.
Blowjob.
Me haggis. Me haggis. Maggie. Maggie. Give me a blowjob, Maggie.
All my cousins are trolls.
All my cousins are trolls, Maggie. Haggie, you're haggis.
Haggis.
The best.
Oh, Maggie's haggis was so good.
I gave her a blowjob, I gave him a blowjob. I gave him a blowjob. I went to the pub and I gave McNulty and Mahogany a blowjob.
A blowjob, I did.
Okay.
That's Scottish.
Nailed it. Okay.
That was good.
That was really good. All right. Next up, in honor of our roots, this show's roots, French.
This is the one we studied. How do we use it? What was our ground?
It sounds like I'm giving one. Hey.
Bonjour,
mademoiselle.
Mademoiselle.
Bonjour, mademoiselle of Saint Clair. It is me, Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
May I?
That one hurt.
Oh, sorry, that was my glottis. Okay. Ow. I just fucking flipped my glottis.
Bonjour. Ça va. Would you mind if I give you a blowjob?
I think Gabby got that one.
Let's switch hemispheres. Australian.
All right, crikey. No, right?
Shrimp on the barbie.
This is actually a very difficult accent for me.
To do Australian.
I'm really bad.
Australian. To do Australian.
Nar.
I'm doing Australian. No, I can't do it.
Nar. Wait.
Nar.
Blarjob.
Blarjob on the barbie.
Blarjob on the barbie.
Okay. And out back.
Crikey. Now that's a big spider.
Crikey. Now, Mike, that blowjob's amazing.
Crikey. That blowjob was almost as amazing as that my big spider.
Crikey. What
Listen
else do they
me,
say?
Mate.
Listen to me, mate. No, that's British. It's very different.
It's easy to slip.
But
a stingray killed Stephen Irwin.
A stingray killed Stephen Irwin.
Blowjob.
It's all trip thongs. Blow. Right? Are we all there?
Just said trip thongs.
Do you know what a trip thong is?
Yes. What was that guy's name of that book?
Paul Meyer,
Book of Accents.
It's Accents and Dialects
by Paul Meyer. Blarjob.
Blar.
On the barbie. Blarjob on the barbie.
I got a blowjob in the outback.
With the kangaroo.
With the kangaroos and the koalas. I don't think I got that one.
Okay. Next
don't
one.
Don't say Chinese.
Can you please imagine? No, these are all relatively safe.
Well, we can't do any more in that hemisphere. That's all I'm saying.
No. There's so many.
No, it's fine. Irish.
That one's going to be hard because it's the same as...
Can we do Boston instead?
Is this Lizzie running this, or is this Gabby running
this? I'm just like, Irish. Irish.
How is Irish? How is Irish?
It's a little flute.
It's like a little therapy. Flute now.
Therapy.
Oh my God, now I forgot to say. It's just like that.
I did.
It's just like, I know that, did.
Therapy.
Therapy.
That's how they say therapy.
No, it's a little flute. I played my flute now.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Paul Mescal is Irish.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'd let him. Oh my God.
Oh my God now. We're starting the
Irish.
I'm Irish now.
I'm Irish now.
And I got a blowjob from McNulty.
Okay. Boston.
Boston.
Pack the car and have it, yeah. Blowjob.
I packed the car and the blowjob.
He gave me a fucking blowjob.
I don't know what their O sound is.
Blow. O.
Bah. Austin.
Aw. Boston. Boston. Blowjob. Blowjob.
Give me a blowjob.
Give me a fucking blowjob.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that was good. That was Dunkin' Donuts. He gave me a fucking blowjob.
That was great.
In Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, God. What a mess. What a mess.
Catagram.
I was at Harvard, and they did a big equation on the...
Blowjobs happening at Dunkin' Donuts.
Blowjobs happening at Dunkin' Donuts. You think I didn't get a blowjob at Dunkin' Donuts?
What are you, an asshole?
What are you, fucking... You a wicked asshole?
Okay, last one, because this will set us up for our segment. The Queen's English.
Darling, have you heard? I got a blowjob this afternoon.
That was not bad.
Was that bad?
And the way you said afternoon.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Afternoon. My God. This morning, I got a blowjob in the salon.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
You look gay British.
Oh, well. Well, I...
Oh, well.
Oh, well, I got a blowjob. This afternoon in
pardon,
where's a place in England?
You think I wasn't getting a blowjob back in the kitchen staff?
I want an elephant in Menary Square, and I got a blowjob
in Chippipity Circus.
How is called Chippipity? My favorite subway stop in England is Chippipity.
Chippipity Circus. I got a bit of a blowjob, and it was absolutely massive. Wait, you're never gonna believe this. You look at me, seriously, literally, you're never gonna believe this. It's on the way here, I literally got a blowjob. I swear, on the tube.
Wicked. On the tube. Wicked.
It's massive.
Bloody heck.
I'm going to give you a blowjob by order of the piggy fucking blinders.
Okay. Okay. That rocks. Like that guy, Killam, is like pushing me against the wall. You're gonna get a blowjob.
Oh, you think you could go this long without getting a fucking blowjob?
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. You got me.
Blowjob.
And that was the podcast, guys. Thank you. We're ending it now.
Princess Diana was killed by the royal family.
Bye, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
That's the cold open. That's the 15-minute cold open.
Guys, so we're going to do something extremely fun and bitchy today that's going to be in reference to what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Or wait. What? Wait, sorry. In reference to the first segment.
Yes. Sort of yes.
Sort of yes. British.
Yes. Lizzie, go.
Lizzie, take it away. Jesus Christ.
Jesus, you're letting us fucking flounder.
If you'll just stop for a second. You're embarrassing yourself.
I didn't embarrass myself that entire time with the accents.
No, that was really... That was spot on. You looked great. Okay, so...
Next time, can we do Louisiana, Maine?
Okay.
We need to practice these.
California.
Okay. Canada. Blowjob.
Canada. Okay. Alien.
Aliens. Oh, yeah. Also one like, and then, like Elvish.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a note of it. Thank you, Lizzie. Okay. Now, are we ready to move to the segment?
Yes.
Okay. The segment for today, this is I wanted to get you, Gabby, prepared because you're about to go back to London, England, Europe.
Oh, quickly.
If you want to plug.
Quick plug. I'm going back to London, England, Europe, and I'm throwing my own special little show on May 23rd at the Bill Murray. Get tickets with a link in my bio now or maybe not yet. And Zach, I believe you're coming with me.
And I believe Zach Senior will also be there.
Oh, great. My goodness.
And then that following weekend, the 24th and the 25th, I'm opening up for Hannah Burner at the Hackney Empire. And then the 28th and the 29th, I'm opening up for Hannah Burner in Dublin. See y'all there.
Boom, bada bang.
Boom, bang, boom.
So to get you girls prepared for your next London, England, Europe excursion.
Oh, and then we have to go back there again. Okay.
Yeah, so relax.
I'm getting
so
freaking out.
I wanted to give you a lesson on British monarch history. And more specifically, famous portraits from British monarchs, because if the only thing that matters is how you look in a photograph, and these monarchs that I've pulled, these are famous portraits, and we're starting in 1066.
Perfect.
So we're going all the way back, and we're gonna work our way up through modern times. We may have to save some of these for the Patreon, so if you want to hear all of them, you may have to go to patreon.com.
so we're doing like a hot or not.
Hotter, smash or pass.
Smash or pass. Hot or not. I think outfit
squish
critique.
Squish or squoosh. You know what I mean? We have to make up our own.
Anal or vaginal?
Anal or vaginal?
So you have to do it.
Oh my God.
I'm going to take my jacket off. Do you think it'd be embarrassing to just be in a tube top?
No.
No.
I'm in a tube top if you think
just
about it.
Just wait till you see some of these portraits, honey. You're not going to have to worry about your tube top.
I'm going to have no pants. I'm going to poo bear it.
As Zach is on the girl pad, which makes me nervous.
Valencia.
Why? We're starting with...
Well, yeah, don't blow show the load.
This is why I do Valencia.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was pulling it up naturally, and then you guys like just came for me being like, Zach's way too dumb to handle an iPad. And then I was like, what is this wrong? And then you go, Zach! Why are you so dumb? You just told me that I'm dumb.
Okay.
I have an iPad that I draw shit on, and it looks good.
I know it does. So let's start. We're going to start, like I said, way back in the old times with William the Conqueror.
Oh, what did he conquer?
He conquered a lot in most of Europe.
He conquered his pussy.
He was literally all up and down Europe. And he was king from 1066 to 1087. So really only 20 years. He did a lot in 20 years.
Oh my God.
And I'm 30, do you want to show the people his portrait? And there you are.
Okay.
Okay. I have something if you don't mind. For me, the thing that I find hot about this, which is a lot. There's a lot I really like about this portrait. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really sexy attributes to this portrait.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big honking schnoz. Mm-hmm. I like the schnoz. It's incredibly long.
Yeah.
It's extremely long, not thick, which does make me picture his junk, and that's actually not necessarily a good thing. But I really like a schnoz, and his beard is sort of broken into two pigtails.
He really is a pigtail.
In sort of a chic, like, ASOS way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's holding a weapon.
He's holding a weapon. With.
I'm going to say the thing about this portrait that does rub me the wrong way.
Say it.
Is that, like, he looks nervous. And it makes me wonder, like, was he safe in that room?
Yeah, like, was this, like, what sort of casting couch was this paint studio?
Was this duress?
Literally, was Leonardo da Vinci, like, jerking him off before this
or
picture?
Or maybe, like, he doesn't dress himself up this usually, and so he put this on, and he's like, I know I look awkward. Like, be a king. If you're going to dress like the king, be the king. Act like the king.
It
looks like Gabby's the big idiot.
Gabby.
Also, like, that crown... could be better.
It is giving basic. It's giving run-of-the-mill crown. You've seen it 100 times.
Yeah, like gold encrusted, yada, yada,
family
yada.
Gems. Okay, I want to see you in burgundy. Like, I want to see you in like, maybe a Merlot or, like, some kind of red.
Yeah, that would bring out he has sort of a flushed cheek, which a great thing about the Renaissance is they really leaned in to blush.
The rouge of it all.
Man, every woman alike had some rouge going on. So I think a burgundy would help a jewel tone. I think he's more of a jewel tone than these neutrals we see him in.
Yeah. Yeah. Black and gold neutrals.
Yeah. Also, those are a king's neutral.
Also, I would get a fade, but that's just me.
Yeah. I can't stress this enough. I really love the beard, and I like how it's sort of an ombre situation. I really, really like the beard. And also, we're getting a glimpse of that big hand.
That's true.
Do you see how the hair is giving like sophomore in college? Like, I want him to have short hair, military style. Mm. So I'm not a fan.
That's like fine. Isn't the look back then, though. You have to take that into account.
I'm not taking it into account.
1066.
Like, I'm judging him by my standards.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
I would say that he is not fuckable.
Yeah. Mm.
Even if I went back in time, I feel like I would still be like,
see, like, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here,
please,
if you don't mind.
Please.
And I think he is fuckable. I think he's incredibly fuckable. I think I love a salt and pepper guy. I love a salt and pepper look. I think he's covered in pure gold, which is always an attractive quality.
But you know, the second you take this tunic off, flab. Like, no, that's no, what yeah. I'm getting.
Melted candle energy.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I want my kings hard.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. So that's.
Fun facts about William the Conqueror. He was born a bastard.
Totally.
Which
literally, that's the look in his face.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, fuck, I'm a bastard.
I shouldn't be here. And his stomach exploded at his funeral.
Me vibes.
I guess.
What do you even mean by that?
That was legitimately me at my bat
mitzvah. Like, at his funeral? So, like, he was already dead?
Pay respect to the...
Yeah.
Ew, there's
that's
like...
That's never happened!
That's like never happened!
What happened? Did it just like a bunch of gas leak out?
Probably, I don't know.
Oh my god, they should have put some leeches on him. Ozempic.
Ozempic.
I mean, leeches were the Renaissance.
Ozempic. Ozempic. So true.
Ozempic in the Renaissance was leeches.
Totally.
That's so obvious. And yeah, that makes it homeopathic.
Because only rich people could have it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
God, they had to like go in the swamp and get leeches. Like,
like Ozempic, all the people who like all the poor people who needed bloodletting, yeah.
Like, I'm in the village. My dad's a cobbler. Like, there's no way we're getting the medical attention we need. And I need bloodletting.
Leeches are 200 a month.
Like, it's ridiculous.
In
they're
this
200
world?
Shekels a month. I can't get my blood led because, like, oh, I'm not royal. Oh, I'm not high class.
And royals are just using it to fit into their petticoats.
Yeah.
So I think that I need it.
They don't even need it.
Okay. Also, the one point I'll give him is there is a word up here in this thing that does look like the word Gyllenhaal. So I will give him a few points for that.
You think he's a Gyllenhaal?
I think he might be the first Gyllenhaal.
Oh my god. That's totally. Maggie and the guy's dad. What's his name?
Jake.
Jake is the more famous one.
I was all on Maggie.
No, I'm a Maggie fan.
I'm all in on Maggie.
Okay. I'm more of a Maggie stan.
Let's move on to the next one, which is a really big departure from that one. And this is Henry V.
Oh no.
I was about to say there's something about being the fifth of your name, and then I saw the picture of his
and he's like, oh, what do you think?
Hard-boiled head.
There's something about oh.
Zach wanted short hair. Well,
okay, is that hair? Because it looks like a dunce cap, bitch. Because I think you look hideous. First off,
this is gonna sound bad, but it is giving leukemia.
Sure.
Yeah, no. I mean, they were really going for like a really pale skin.
Funny you
thing.
Should say, he was king from 1413 to 1422. So he was only king for 9 years. He died of illnesses.
You're going to tell me that's not a gay guy.
No, of course.
I mean, first off, the finger placement. If any gay guy watching knows that we are trying to be gorgeous from all angles at all time. Are women also trying to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The hands?
The artist said pose and he went like this.
And the artist went okay.
Okay, queer. The artist went like this, queer.
I mean, there is. I can definitely see some work done on the lips.
Yeah,
there might
filler.
Be some sheep fat injected into those lips.
Is that hair or a hat?
If that's hair, I feel bad for him. If
it's
hat, I feel bad for him. Okay,
it's giving monk haircut. It's giving the very monk haircut that was in at the time. To be fair, it's like friar chic.
That is true. I'm just gonna go ahead and say his outfit, I love. His face and body, I think, is ugly. His outfit is giving kind of ornate maximalist.
It's the burgundy we wanted on William.
He also has a light lash lift. I don't know if anyone's tracking this. He clearly has had a lash lift, and some charcoal around the eyes.
Yeah.
This really is a gay good, guy, like, really for good. Sure.
But look at this. The embroidery on that. Oh, girl.
You know what we're not doing anymore that they really nailed it this time? What era was this?
This is...
1000s.
He was king in the mid 14 or early 1400s. Okay. I don't know when this painting was. Might have been after that.
So there's this idea that they really thrived on creating, which is shoulder necklace.
Yeah.
This Ooh. Sort of body necklace.
Yeah.
That's really boat neck.
Well, I gotta say, even the men were doing décolletage things back then. You know yeah. what I mean? There was so much you could tell so much about someone from their décolletage. And I mean, I think this culture of athleisure, ew, look, what am I wearing? Okay. We look like we're wearing goddamn PJs. Like, it's PJ Friday every day.
I'm wearing
compared to him, you'd look like a whore.
And I do now. But I'm wearing a loafer. He has a pinky ring on that screams, I blow guys. I blow all my squires. My squires are my boyfriends. My squires are my little guys.
I mean, he's giving me, like, he blows the squires, and the squires are like...
Not into it. No, like, no, he, like, forces it
no,
on them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I like it.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, it's gay sexual assault for sure.
I feel so bad for him, except for like, no, he sexually assaulted them. I mean, this is all speculation.
This is
all,
I mean, none of
Let's
this could
not
possibly
slander Henry
V. We didn't like
Henry
read...
V. How dare he sleep? He sleep with all those guy squires who thought he was not hot.
Henry
okay.
V is an assaultant. Is that the right
Ooh,
word?
Assailant.
Assailant
of his squire.
Down
boys.
With Henry V.
Okay.
Down with Henry V. Okay. In the vein of Henry's, you're really going to love this one. It's our favorite Henry the Eighth.
Cunt.
Oh, he is serving
cunt on blast here, Bear Daddy. Bear Daddy.
Bear Daddy, big boy. Big boy, he's Daddy
like,
Bear.
I have to say, I know he's like the most famous mean one because yeah. of all those women he beheaded. Yeah. But dude, if I were in your shoes.
I would have done the same thing.
I would have done the same thing. You know I would have.
No,
like,
you would have totally.
Because I would have been like, guys, I don't want to. No. Because they'd be like,
head.
What's wrong? I'd be like, behead her. I don't know.
Behead her. I don't like her. This is what I loved about this era yeah. of vibe. This era of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy hat. Big jacket. Little mini dress. Stocking. Cobbly little shoes. Like, they were literally all about the legs, baby. They were all about the gams. Let me see those stems. Let me see those calves.
Look at those calves.
Zoom in on the calves.
And he's accentuating it. He's like...
Yeah. He's literally in, like, second position.
He's literally in a amazing. Full... plié.
Yeah.
See, men these days lost the art of how to be manly, because how is this guy being manly right now in literal tights and a tutu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tights and a tutu, big cape. I love that big shoulder cape with the shoulder arms.
Capes were so great on men.
Yeah.
Look
and
how large
to forget
he looks.
That. He looks like a big boy. I'd let him choke me out.
Listen,
I let him choke me out over a graphic designer in Williamsburg.
That's
do you understand?
So true.
And this is literally full drag.
And he would kill you.
And he would kill me
off
chop
your
my
head.
Head.
Off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just also feel like he probably has one of those guts that's
chop
like
it off.
Hot.
Yeah. When it's like hard. You know when someone's like fat, but it's not like flubby fat, it's like hard fat.
Yeah, it's like a bear. Like,
yeah,
like
it's
a,
like you are meant to be that. That
yeah,
is your
yeah.
body type.
It's like I
so
feel
hot.
Like I would be acting so horny at him in this outfit. I'd be like,
I'd be
Henry.
Like, do you want to chop my head off or what?
Oh my god, my head is so heavy. I
it's so heavy on my skinny little body.
I just need it to be chopped right off.
What are you doing later?
I hear you're single.
I hear you're single. By the
in the
decree,
background, there's a woman like.
I hear you're single by decree of the gods.
He also has one of those like penis cover things that
see.
I love. Zoom in.
That I love.
I mean
that
you
want to
say
he is literally like there's no reason for that to be in the picture.
I mean that is he literally said, "Hey, seamstress, make them know I have a bulge." Yeah.
Also, what's the significance of this little horn he's got in his hand? Like,
I don't know.
He has knife and horn, and there's always significance when it comes to these little items.
I'm sure it means
see,
something.
Like this is what men's fashion needs. Like even if it's like you know. Like you guys have clutches. We should
men are in Crocs, and now we have this.
That's a slipper.
Yeah.
Like we should have like little in bedazzled knives that we keep at us on all times.
Yeah. I think we should always have a ritualistic item. I've said this before, and I'll
you
say
have
it
clutches.
Again.
Men should have either a kill. So you have to carry
a fresh kill.
A fresh kill.
A
but
pendant?
In the modern day, it would be like a fake one.
Yeah,
so it'd
yeah.
be like, look at what's his like a celebrity, a male
oh,
celebrity.
Oh, Joe Jonas. He's
look
a big
Look at Joe
buck.
Jonas in his lion pelt. You know, like yeah, he's like he killed a lion, but it's
But you
fake.
Have to hold it out. I think we should be
it's
having
Gucci
a lot
lion
of
pelt.
Oh, we should have a lot more
accessories.
Pendants.
Well, he also has the shoulder necklace. Like that with the big puffy
robe. You cannot go wrong with the shoulder necklace.
I totally agree.
Listen, this outfit, the more you look at it, the more it's serving.
If you don't mind.
Like,
get in there.
He has little gemstones all up the sleeves.
It's gemmed out.
He is doing like a gingerbread thing with the little white puffs.
He
in
has
the middle.
Pearls within the lid of his hat.
This man knew opulence. This man knew style.
This man was stylish.
I mean, he had seven wives to get opulence.
He said
like,
Yves Saint Laurent was my daddy's name. Call me Gucci, you know?
And by the king's degree.
By the king's degree. I love, he has rings. He's everything is ruby, a lot of rubies, which is my favorite. There's some sort of pendant here, which I was just saying. Give me a pendant. Pearls embroidered everywhere. Like, he looks good.
Like, I would dress like that if I was a king.
If given the opportunity, I would wear this every day, each and every day.
Totally.
Probably took 3 hours to get on and off.
Like, at least, like at least five indentured servants whole day.
Yeah. Whole day.
It's
whole day.
On and off, yeah.
Hi, guys. This is Gabby.
And this is Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy. And we're here to chat with you about Babbel. Girls, you know we love Europe and even the UK. Are you ever abroad and you're like, wait a minute. I can't talk like y'all. I don't know what y'all are saying. Okay? Because 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And now in the new year, the fresh year, we're gonna learn a new language with Babbel, baby.
And this is Zach jumping in, by the way, because you don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for some kind of private tutor who you're just going to try to be hot at the entire time.
So okay? True.
That's anytime a teacher's in front of me, I'm not thinking about what they're saying. I need it in an app, okay? So why don't you do it on an app that actually helps and that has actually been studied by Yale, even that's a college, okay?
Oh, my
and
God.
Yale said that it's better than a one semester of college. Can you believe?
I actually can't believe that. I mean, I took Italian in college and I do not know how to speak Italian. So I think introducing an app into your life where you could just work it in every single day, practice makes perfect. Okay. Every day you wake up, you do a little lesson. I mean, come on. Listen, you could learn how to talk in real life situations. You could learn how to order. You could learn how to survive a near-death experience abroad. They have all the language and all the lessons you need to be European.
And also, guys, Babbel, it has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Okay, and plus 14 award-winning language courses that are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special, all right? Everybody perk up your ears because here's a special. For a limited time, we have a deal for our listeners, okay? Because right now you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, only if you're in our inner circle, okay? At babbel.com/lepodcast.
That's right. And let me say it one more time, Zach, if you don't mind.
I would love you to kind of go up and say it a second time, my girl.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lepodcast. That's babbel.com/lepodcast. And live your life. Learn how to chat.
Merci
learn
beaucoup.
How to chat.
Ciao, Bella. Okay. And ciao, Bella to that.
And ciao, Bella to that. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at Le Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is
food.
Eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what, okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal,
you can
seriously.
Choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that body. body cells.
Yep, and vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys. First off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys.
Oh, love that.
All right. Are we ready for next?
Yes. So we can't talk about Henry VIII without talking about his infamous daughter, Queen Elizabeth I, also serving opulence. Ready?
This bitch! Like father, like daughter. Bitch.
Literally, she said, you thought daddy was bad. Yeah. Well, how about baby?
Oh, bitch. I'm about to go surf cunt and my Skeletor head separated from my body. It looks like my skull is on a platter. I look so unfuckable like a weird little ghost. My waist is so small.
I can't see my toes. Giving both chic. I mean, Bo's are back in. Hate to say this. Also, I was just talking about this fan neck thing. Can you Google what that's called?
Sure.
The fan thing around the neck was so in, allegedly, for like 2 years, but because it's in so many paintings, we believe it was like centuries that it was in, but it was only really in for 2 years. It's so the
oh,
style.
Really?
Yeah, it's giving like...
Only like two years.
A rough. The ruffs are giving like chain wallet.
Wow, the
you
rough...
know, it was like so sick in 2003, mm-hmm. and then everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with your
wallet?
It's
like crimping. It's like in the early 2000s, how it looks like every movie. It's like, oh, crimping was huge. Yeah. No, like four people did it.
Big pants, little shirt.
Like,
this was a moment in time, and thank God it's immortalized by all these pictures. What's going on here?
It's a picture of her fleet of...
Well, there's a lot of symbolism in this picture in the way where...
She's included everything in the back.
In her hand is on a globe.
Yeah.
Saying the world is mine. Power, power, power. I have power by land and even by sea.
See, even women could be the evil warlord and ruler of an evil empire.
I think we do evil better. Like, that's the thing in my mind.
I mean,
look,
like, the second a woman was in charge of the most evil empire in human history, shit got done.
It's called Conquerous.
I mean, that is true. The guys were just fucking fighting each other on the fields. The queens are like, how do I turn this into a global commerce trading thing?
Like, imagine taking over societies of people in a corset. Oh, you wish. Oh, you wish you
was
could.
She?
You could.
The first queen? Because I can't, like, how did that go over at first? Like, was everyone just like, all right, it's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Well, at a certain point, it's like they have no choice, right?
But I wonder, like, why didn't another like
go
not
to an
saying,
uncle? Why didn't go to an uncle?
Or why didn't like another
oh, no. Mary the first
royal
was
like family
her.
Be like, no, we're gonna do it. It seems like a perfect Game of Thrones opportunity to take over.
What was Mary the first like? What's her story?
That was her sister.
Oh, did she die?
Henry the Eighth had two, well,
famously two daughters,
two
get a son.
Children that survived, and there was Mary, daughter of Catherine of Aragon, and Henry. And Elizabeth. So Mary was just much older and she just died of like
natural old age, being older
in 15 Hamanasha.
Well, that's really what happened here. It is because daddy was so scary that he said my daughter will rule and no one questioned it.
And then they sort of did it twice.
Yeah.
I know.
Two in a row.
I'm just like, that's so interesting that like I wonder what everybody, because there was a moment where like, queen?
A queen?
Like in charge for everyone?
But we don't like them.
Like, it's just so interesting to me because women like weren't treated the same in every other part of society. I can't imagine it was a smooth thing.
Yeah. I think it had to be. Women cannot speak, but if they are chosen by God. I think you had to be chosen by God to even have a say.
Yeah. Well, she was the first queen, like true queen to rule. And she almost had Elizabeth killed because she was like, you're trying to usurp me. You're trying to usurp me. And Elizabeth's like, I'm not.
Oh, that's
she was
so girl vibe.
She was like,
younger sister.
Had her hand on like the axe to like behead Elizabeth. And then she was like, no, I guess I can't. Just like promise you're not going to like try to usurp me. And like,
that's classic sister rivalry. It's so obvious to me right now that you're trying to usurp me.
Ew, you're trying to usurp me.
You're trying to usurp me. And I like you. Like, sure. Like, I don't like you. I love you.
That's my shirt. And you're trying to usurp me.
It's so obvious right now. Dad. I'm so sick of Elizabeth trying to usurp me. It's like getting annoying. Yeah. Like, it's annoying.
Mary
like
was 17 years older than Elizabeth. So, I mean, I need to
watch something. Like, the first queen ever, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Can you write that down? We're going to write a movie called The First Queen Ever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just scrolled, but I think it's time.
Wait, okay. I do want to just talk about this ugly ass bitch one more time.
Yeah, totally. No, absolutely. You the know, virgin
I,
queen.
Also, you know, I hate a strawberry blonde, and that's what's happening here, and I have a hard time with strawberry.
Like, why isn't she wearing the crown?
Because she doesn't. I don't think she.
She has something.
Like, I've never seen like a
that's a crown.
A picture of a queen wearing the crown.
Yeah, but she has sort of a feather crown and hair crown happening.
I know, but don't you think they should incorporate the crown must mean something if it's next to her.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't like a coronation portrait, which we'll see a little bit later on where they do wear the crown. She said, this is just like an everyday portrait.
Oh, yeah.
She said, listen, I have the crown, but I'm not going to ruin my hair.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. I mean, took, like, there's 35 in the hair.
She was a virgin queen. That's gross.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
And you know what? I can see it on her face. Look at that. Ugh, the white makeup thing. They got to chill with that.
It's like, bitch, if she had Saint-Tropez tanning mousse, she wouldn't have been a virgin for long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, my God. If you had extensions, if you got a hand, if you got a fucking hold of this girl for 15 minutes.
She'd be literally swapping spit with every concilier or whatever in the castle.
Okay, come on out. And she's like, I feel like I look ridiculous.
Wait, zoom in.
And this is the princess of Genovia.
I can't like talk anymore. You're like, I'll go wait a few
minutes. That's Pumper.
Zoom in real quick on the bow at the bottom of her skirt that's like right over her puss.
Oh, let's see. Oh, she said mommy's little pearl.
Mommy's little pearl. There's a little pearl
and
right there.
And a thumb ring. And a thumb ring.
No, she wants it. She wants her virginity taken so bad.
She has a thumb. That's so fish.
She would have been a huge fan.
She would have been a huge fish fan. Okay.
Okay. Next one is.
I know.
Charles the Second.
Oh, oh my God.
Can you do it this way?
Knee boy.
Yes.
Knee boy never afraid to show his knees.
Knee boy never afraid to show his knees. It's so Adrian Brody.
He was king from 1660 to 1685. He was known as the, quote, Merry Monarch.
Oh, bitch, I'm attracted to him.
I like him. If you kind of go down to his shoes, you'll notice he's wearing a chunky heel.
Oh my God, he's wearing a beetle boot.
This guy was fun.
This is Charles II.
The Merry, like, he was a fun king.
Like, he was gay.
Oh, is that what they mean?
Yeah.
Oh, he was, oh, the Merry King. Oh,
I mean, that's.
Oh, he's gay.
You never know, but. He's like a gay guy. He ruled in a lot of peacetime, so he was just like,
typical gay guy. Ruling during peacetime.
I'll like, take over if it's chill.
Oh, the war's over? I'll take over. Everybody's drinking wine in my house.
Everyone wine in my house because it's peacetime.
Okay, first off.
Oh, to be a king in peacetimes.
If I was a king and I was in his shoes right now, those chunky heels. I can totally see like him with that little scepter. I would be stanky with my scepter. Yeah. I would be like, well, look at you.
In my royal court.
In my royal court, Balthazar. That's my guard. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, Balthazar, present this man towards me.
Balthazar, grape. Like I do that to intimidate. Yeah. Balthazar, grape.
To be a king in a Chelsea boot, my God, my decree
current
of
king
God.
Could never. These pants are literally parachute pants. There's like that, they're chrome sheen on
it's
them.
It's a short.
No, like Kim would wear those. Kardashian.
I can't even see, like, it looks like a, you know, he's got the official thing that we never talk about. That's he like maybe invented this iconic king look. Red with the white
with the black
with
polka
the Dalmatian
dots.
Frills.
Mm. I mean, that's the look. That's the king look.
Yeah. Like, he might have done it first. Like, you know the black and white fringe.
Yeah.
Where it looks like a Dalmatian.
No, he also is, like, sort of wearing a crop jacket with a corset.
I think that's part of the robes.
Like sunny.
Stunning.
Well, there's just a lot of fabric. Pied de trow.
I love like this little thing right here on his calf.
Yeah.
Oh, that little
the little ribbon.
What's it called when you get married, Lizzie?
A garter.
A garter. It's like a calf garter. Mm-hmm. Did you do that at your wedding? Why?
Because I didn't want Kyle to like go under my dress and like pull it. It's so weird.
It's you're
so
like, sexy. We like
replaced
leg.
Yeah, we replaced that in the bouquet toss with the t-shirt toss.
Oh my god, I literally was wearing the t-shirt from the t-shirt cannon yesterday.
Oh yeah, you'd have to be like, okay, everybody. Show your leg. It's so sexual.
Every wedding that I've been to where somebody does it, I'm like, this is so weird.
Like, it looks like you're like touching your vagina.
Yeah, like they go under the dress and then they throw it to all the single dudes and it's like, nobody's going to get my lace. Like, give that back.
Oh, you're my husband.
Oh my God.
What is this little ball he's holding?
That's the orb.
That's the oil of the oil. Shit.
Hold on, I'll look.
It's like a thing. It's like
part of the crown jewels. Hold on.
They have to have the scepter and the crown and the oil.
The orb and the oil and the whole thing.
And a chunky boot.
And a chunky Chelsea boot. And a chunky boot. And then also, what we haven't discussed even one bit in this portrait is what is on top of his head.
Oh, let's see.
Zoom in. The crown.
Like, talk about.
I mean, his hair is like stunning. Like, talk about Olaplex.
I mean, that crown, I couldn't love more.
Sorry, I couldn't see it fully.
I couldn't love that crown.
It's heart-shaped.
More.
That's a gay crown.
Yeah.
He said, I'll be designing my own look.
I think shot for shot, if I had an opportunity to wear whatever I wanted as a king, it would be exactly this outfit.
This is exactly right. He also is giving, you know, the gay guy in Candyland?
Yeah.
The licorice
warlock.
You always bring this guy up.
I know, because he's sexy.
He is sex on a stick.
The licorice warlock is sex on a stick.
Legs, dude. Literally, it looks sex so on good, dude. Licorice so warlock. Oh. He looks like him.
He's my favorite.
He clearly was the inspo for the licorice warlock. Yeah.
He's my favorite by far. Another shoulder necklace. I'm just like loving him.
I mean, look how many years, literally hundreds of years, the little tights for men seem to be in fashion.
Yeah, white Christmas tights. I would describe those as Christmas tights.
Literally little white, like little girl Christmas tights.
I know. Yeah.
That you put on little girls named Madeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're literally sweet baby Catholic Christmas tights.
Literally, they look amazing on men.
I know.
So think about that, men.
So we're going to pause, or we're going to end the episode, and we're going to do, we have three more relatively modern monarchs to go through, which we're going to do on patreon.com/thepodcastpodcast. So if you enjoyed, Zach, stop looking ahead.
I wasn't looking ahead.
Yes, you were. Stop looking ahead, because it's better if you don't see it beforehand. Join our Patreon to hear the rest of our reviews.
Of fashion.
Do you guys feel ready to go to London, England, Europe now that you've taken a tour through history?
I don't think they're ready to get here for us. They're not ready for us.
I think such an amazing thing about us is that we feel at home in London.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the style, because of the attitude, because of the thick necks and the checkered past.
Listen, definitely the checkered past.
Yeah, like I like that checkered past.
And I want to be very clear with you guys. We really are attracted to the men there.
So if you have a hot brother, hot cousin, hot guy friend, hot dad, uncle, whatever, send them to us.
The idea of a hot dad who's British. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm about to be your stepdaddy.
Call me daddy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, guys, we are so excited to just run through the guys there like the queen and the rest of the world. So I... on that note, I'm
like
sexy.
The queen in the Philippines. All right, on that note, absolutely. Join us over at La Patreon.
I'm Zach Senor, and here's a quick wings because we're ending this episode.
Yeah, so quick.
Oh my God. We have a surrogate.
Oh, we have a surrogate.
So
oh,
everybody,
so relax.
Sorry, we panic. We panic.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, we have time to do this. So we have two surrogates this week. The first surrogate is Nicole Neal. Sweet Nicole Neal.
And then. I love your initials.
And then.
Let me see if we have a picture for sweet Nicole while you give her.
Nicole, I'm sure you are a tall drink of water. And even if you're short, you're sweet like lemonade.
I feel like you're a brunette.
Oh my God, you couldn't be more wrong.
Really? Oh. I'm usually never wrong.
Is she bleach?
Nicole!
Nicole is blonde!
She's blonde. thank God.
Oh, you're blonde big time, Nicole.
Big
love your big blonde energy.
Your orthodontist did good work. Your teeth smile look amazing. Is
oh my God. That picture literally looks perfect.
Yeah, like literally stunning Christmas angel.
You know
angel
what website I see
beach?
that picture on?
GoDaddy.
Zola.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you see what I
mean? You are so Zola.
Yeah. You are so Zola. Zola wishes. And Zola, for everyone who doesn't know, is a marriage invitation website, right?
It's for all things marriage.
Yeah.
Did you use Zola?
I did use Zola, actually.
Weird.
It's for registries.
It was really helpful. So thanks, Zola.
I mean, shout out to Zola.
Shout out to Zola. And hire Nicole.
And hire Nicole because she's a perfect fit.
I think she would work in any ad.
Yeah. And Zach, really quick, your body's amazing.
We have another surrogate. Oh, sorry. Can we let Lizzie run this? Because I got two more things to
okay,
do.
Okay, okay.
Sorry.
If you don't mind.
Sorry.
So we have one more surrogate and you're going to be nice to her.
Yeah. I would rather not be nice to her.
You're going to be nice to her because her name is familiar. I think she submitted either a La Hotline or a La Dream analysis before. So this is Rosemary Ellis.
Oh, that Rosemary. Does sound familiar. Oh, Rosemary. Does she have a cowboy hat on?
Yes.
Rosemary.
My sweet summer pea.
My sweet key lime pie.
My sweet key lime pie. You are delicious.
You're hotter than a jump skipper on the alley cat.
Oh, Rosemary Ellis. That is the most amazing, sweet, sultry name.
And
Rosemary
just
Elise.
Like Rosemary, you're the perfect pinch in any meal, okay?
Rosemary's you make, the best spice.
I love rosemary because not only does it add just a good spice flavor, it raises the eleganza.
Also, the thing about the name Rosemary is that it's timeless. It's a timeless hot girl name. Like your grandma who was hot was named Rosemary, and then a girl you meet in New York City who's hot is named Rosemary.
That is
like,
so true.
It didn't like have its time like Florence, you know what I mean? It didn't come and go. Rosemary is forever.
And Rosemary does encapsulate the both sides of everything. Like it's also like demonic. Because Rosemary's baby.
Yep.
It's also godly, Rosemary, Mary, Mother Magdalene. Yeah. You might know her as Jesus's mother.
Oh, shout out.
Okay. Virgin
birth
vibes. You
might recognize her from Jesus's mother.
You might have recognized her from every nativity scene they do.
Shout
She's
out.
Sort of the star, oh, yeah. if you think about it, like, of every nativity scene.
So true.
Oh my God, bitch. You are like, oh my God, she is literally like the Brooke Shields of the nativity scene.
No, like
okay?
the female lead.
Like the female lead.
Like, Mary is the female lead of the nativity.
Oh, of course, of course. Of the Bible, everybody wants to say Eve.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to say the first female character.
No, she's supporting. Female supporting.
She goes down in the movie at the credits as supporting lead.
Yeah.
Eve. Yeah. From the first scene.
Yeah, okay. She's in the first scene and never again.
Mary's like huge at the end.
Mary's like literally.
What happens to Mary after the birth?
I think she just lives.
Does she just like do her own thing?
She's alive for
she
a while.
She just lives.
She lives, girl.
Mary lives. And then when her son dies, like you never want your kids to die before you. I'm sure at that point she has been such, she's like, I can't get a hold of my son. He thinks he's God's son. Maybe he was. Who knows? No judgment. He's hanging out with these whores. He's like in tuberculosis people. And like, I just want to retire. And I'm like, I can't stop paying his rent. And like, all my money goes to him. So by the time that he died, she probably like mourned him, held his bleeding body, as we've seen in so many paintings. And then she's like, all right, I'm going to go back to Nazareth and have a lake house.
Yeah. I mean, she did have Joseph or whatever, like the guy, the cuck.
Yeah, the cuck.
The cuck.
OG cuck. Biblical cuck.
Biblical cuck.
How do you know that? Biblical cuck. Joseph or whatever his name was. Marcus.
Joe is
nobody?
Such a cuck name.
Nobody? Oh. So I just think that story is hilarious. She obviously hooked up with a guy. And
probably
like,
one of those fucking kings who are dropping off gifts all the time.
I mean,
Jesus.
Oh, okay. So literally imagine in the modern day, you and your girlfriend, she's like, I have no idea I was pregnant. And then a king from Nazareth.
Right. Three kings. Talk
off.
About what's it called? Baby roulette.
Yeah, like three.
Do you
kings?
Know what baby roulette is?
No.
Oh, you sweet, sweet angels. Baby roulette is when a girl gets gang banged and everyone
God.
Comes in her, and Gabby. Then it's I mean, we don't know if she wanted to be there or not, and it's whose baby is it?
Oh,
a fun game like that. That's how I was born.
It's roulette.
Oh God, Rosemary.
You know that
that's
one
coming your way because you're getting pregnant.
Enough.
It's like, you know that Kid Cudi song?
No,
Baby Roulette.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring that down.
Oh now, my God. Now we need to move on to Wings.
Oh my God. That was a great way to sort
of... you guys are so sheltered.
Totally.
You don't know what Baby Roulette is.
I know pill parties.
What's that?
It's when you and all your friends get a bunch of pills. You take any pill you find in your house and you put it in a big bowl and then you pass around the bowl.
That sucks if you just like get a Tylenol though. And then everyone's like on like fucking fucked up prescription meds and you're just sitting there like, oh, I guess I feel better.
Well, in Connecticut, that was like a huge thing that they constantly were warning us about. Like pill parties. But like,
that's so boomer.
And I was like, listen, bitch. Get me. I would love to go to one of those parties. Yeah. Like, no one's doing that.
No one's even thinking about doing that.
And it just, I don't know. So,
Zach, you're really quick. Your body's amazing. I love you in all black. You never wear all black. And I'm really liking it. It's giving Russian GI. You're delicious. And every day with you is a treat.
Anything more about my body? Or are you done with that?
I have been noticing your arms this entire episode. I've been noticing how juicy, delicious they are. Candy sweet sandwich.
Gabby.
Yeah.
Your body looks amazing. Thank you. Your hair looks amazing. Well, you keep doing this thing where you're like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Like it literally does nothing. Yes.
But it's not for just, like, that. It's not to do there. Something. It's to do something to someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know your lines. Okay. You know your space in space. Okay, and I think you look amazing. I think if you look at a timeline of us from when we started being online to now, we are learning, bitch.
I was watching old podcast clips, and I'm like, okay, first of all, filler is life changing. Like Jesus Christ, like, I'm so much more fuckable now. And we are so young with like a little baby fat, but now you watch us now. Now you watch us now, and we're like snackable. You understand? We were snackable then, and now we're a full.
Well,
dish.
I was with one of my friends. I was showing him one of the old clips, and a new one of ours popped up on his feed, and he goes, "Oh my God, it looks like you guys got famous."
That's really nice of them to say.
And now, Lizzie.
Yeah.
If anyone's getting famous in here,
it's
you.
It's off screen, Lizzie.
It's off screen, Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Okay. It's off screen. You're literally going to get your own show called Off Screen Lizzie. Totally. It's like a show that you never see the host.
Lizzie,
you
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You just
I
see your cursor.
It. You like, are Clippy.
Yeah. Like the faceless Instagram accounts.
Yes. You're a meme page.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to make triple what we make. And that's so clear to me. And I can't wait to get a paycheck and hand it to you. You take whatever cut you feel is right.
Yeah.
And then hand it back to me. And I don't even need to know.
I don't even need to look. And I want to say something outside of business.
Oh.
Outside of the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Please.
You're a very good friend.
Aww. Oh, okay? One of the best friends ever.
One of the very good friends. Because listen, guys, this is very embarrassing for me to admit out loud. I don't drive and I don't have my license. And I failed the test when I took it because I
You
was
said
in
you
a...
were going to take it again.
And I had to postpone it again because guess who wasn't in town to let me use their car? Both of you.
So many of our friends have cars.
Name another one.
Gladys.
She's not going to let me take her car.
See, you didn't even ask.
Wait, I'm giving wings to Lizzie.
I thought this was about me, actually.
I'm just sick and tired of waiting 10 to 15 years for someone to get his license. Because every day I say, finally, the deed will be repaid. And it never will be.
But
I'll be driving
time...
his ass around. He is the amount of Delta points I have with Zach Senor could get me to fucking Japan.
Okay, well, I want to be very clear. Every time that like it's coming up, you're like, I'm not available. And my car probably wouldn't be good for it.
I told you, we both agreed that my car wouldn't be good.
I hate driving her car.
But like a car.
And Lizzie said
all,
it too, so it's obviously not personal.
I'm just saying you are invested in me getting my license. Look alive.
Let's get it together.
Get your head in the game. Okay.
You're right, you're right. Look alive.
Put some skin in the game. You've got some skin in the game. Okay, this is not
okay,
a
sorry,
me thing.
Lizzie,
yeah.
you taught me better than anyone how to drive.
Aww.
And the fact that you did that for me is just so, it's so, it's moments like that with your friends where you're like, wow, this is what life is about. It's not about the business. This is fun.
This is fun. This is like silly.
This is fun.
This is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there are, but like, I want to be learning a trade from you. I want to be sitting in your apartment and eating those crystal candies that were gross.
Oh, those are so gross.
Okay? I also think you give the best advice.
Oh, thanks.
Like if I ever earnestly need, like, I seriously am at a crossroads, I turn to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've never made me feel uneasy. And you've always like sturdy. Been like a sturdy being like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's think about the situation.
Yeah.
If I'm in a panic, I generally tell no one, but I will look Lizzie in the eye and say, I'm panicking.
And I'll say, hey.
Hey. Like soothes my blood.
Yeah.
Hey. My blood's boiling and then the hey. It goes.
Take it down.
Salty shores.
See, imagine if.
God. That just made me feel so like this.
I love you. I can't wait for us to all have a big purple sparkly mansion.
Yes. Oh, me too.
Okay, and Kyle will live it above the garage.
He can cook for us all day.
Yeah. Oh,
he'll do all our meals.
Kyle is so lucky to have you.
I agree.
And we're all lucky to have Kyle.
Yeah.
And we're also lucky to have you. And we're all lucky to have Kyle.
He's the La Podcast husband.
Yes.
He also came to the other podcast, my dad podcast.
He did.
And he was like so cuteness laughing the whole time.
Oh, he was giggling. Well, he was like, I think your dad and Kyle have the same humor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's Jew.
The exact same humor.
Oh, it's Jew.
It's Jew. When we were recording without Kyle there, he would make jokes and I'm like, God, Kyle would really
die.
Kyle
would have loved
that. And he was laughing so much that I had to turn to him and say, stop.
Were you guys in the same dynamic as this?
Yeah. No.
We were I'm not on mic. I'm just like off, like, you know, listening to them, but I had to turn around and be like, you're going to make my editing so much harder. You keep cackling in the background.
I mean, the last episode we did,
we were literally throwing our voice at Kyle.
I was throwing my voice at Kyle.
Well, thank God this room is so much bigger. That room is so small, so you can hear a pen drop. So he can giggle over there and it doesn't pick up. But
well, guys, anyways, on top of Kyle, we also love all of you.
You're our precious little angels. Every day I thank God, who's a guy, for my girls.
Who are girls.
Because you're perfect and you're hot and sexy and powerful and smart and insane, probably. So we love you so much. You are our lifeblood. Every day we thank our lucky stars.
Literally, guys. And we actually mean that. Having this podcast, having you guys message us your little things, being like, oh my God, I watched you at all. Like that changes
my
day.
Did I say this? I was touring in Vermont. And no one even knew I was there because I was opening up for a friend of the pod, Steph Dagg. So my name wasn't even labeled somewhere. And I went on stage. I heard gasps. And then I got tagged in a bunch of things that said, oh, my God, the podcast in Vermont.
Aww.
Come on.
That rocks.
Oh, what a delight.
What a delight we have, this life that we share with you guys.
And then quickly, we toured in Boston, headlined Boston, me and Steph. And at one point, we were asking the audience if they needed advice. You know this. And a guy raises his hand and says, I need advice. I want to hook up with your podcast co-host. And he is so hot. And then there was a pause. And I said, who loves Zach? And the entire room started cheering and clapping.
Oh, my God.
An entire room of people. Zach was 3 states away.
Having a mediocre show in Brooklyn at the exact same time. I did a stand-up comedy show in Brooklyn. And I was like, that was fine. And then Gabby messaged me. And I was like, that sucks that was happening. Not in the room I was
literally
in.
Literally cheering that you were hot. And they loved you.
I love that.
Guys,
how delicious.
I love you guys.
Okay, we have to go.
Join us on Patreon. We're there every week and every day, and we'll chat with you if you join our chat. Bye.
Bye.
Hi guys, this is Gabby.
And this is Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy, and we're here to chat with you about Babbel. Girls, you know we love Europe and even the UK. Are you ever abroad and you're like, wait a minute, I can't talk like y'all. I don't know what y'all are saying. Okay? Because 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And now in the new year, the fresh year, we're gonna learn a new language with Babbel, baby.
And don't, and this is Zach jumping in, by the way, because you don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for some kind of private tutor who you're just going to try to be hot at the entire time.
So okay? True.
That's anytime a teacher's in front of me, I'm not thinking about what they're saying. I need it in an app, okay? So why don't you do it on an app that actually helps and that has actually been studied by Yale, even that's a college, okay?
Oh my God.
And Yale said that it's better than a 1 semester of college. Can you believe?
I actually can't believe that. I mean, I took Italian in college and I do not know how to speak Italian. So I think introducing an app into your life where you could just work it in every single day, practice makes perfect. Okay. Every day you wake up, you do a little lesson. I mean, come on. Listen, you could learn how to talk in real life situations. You could learn how to order. You could learn how to survive a near-death experience abroad. They have all the language and all the lessons you need to be European.
And also, guys, Babbel, it has over 16 million subscriptions sold, okay? And plus 14 award-winning language courses that are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special, all right? Everybody perk up your ears because here's a special. For a limited time, we have a deal for our listeners, okay? Because right now you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, only if you're in our inner circle, okay? At babbel.com/lapodcast.
That's right. And let me say it one more time, Zach, if you don't mind.
I would love you to kind of go up and say it a second time, my girl.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lapodcast. That's babbel.com/lapodcast. And live your life. Learn how to chat.
Ciao, Bella. Okay. And ciao, Bella to that.
And ciao, Bella to that. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least 1 food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.